Welcome to an Impact Ministries production, brought to you by Impact Ministries World Changers, changing the way the world sees God. Learn how you can become a world changer today by visiting www.impactministries.com. Now, here's your host, founder of Impact Ministries and developer of Heart Physics, the self-development programs that have changed thousands of lives around the world, Dr. Jim Richards.
Hello, I'm Jim Richards. I want to welcome you to what I think is going to be a life-altering, empowering series called Secret Signals. Now, I know you got to be thinking, Secret Signals, what in the world is that about? Well, I'll tell you something. When we communicate, there are the words that we speak, and then there are the unintentioned, invisible, silent signals that we send out to other people that has an incredibly dramatic effect on them. And studies show that when there is conflict between the words you speak and the other signals that you send, people will always believe the other signals. I want to teach you how to communicate. I want to give you some tools for communication that's going to transform your marriage. It's going to help you with your kids. It's going to help you with your friends. It's going to cause you to get raises and promotions at work. And listen, you can get this in series in its entirety at www.impactministries.com. So come back for the first message, The Power of My Words. And this month, we got a great offer for you. I am offering my series called Secret Signals. And I'll tell you, it helps you understand why you're communicating and what you're communicating to other people. It helps you read and understand other people more effectively than just listening to the words. And everybody that orders this month is going to get a free download of Speaking and Listening, The Art of Communication, and all of my Proverbs scriptures and the homework about using your words wisely. You know, the Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I know you've heard that before, but usually when you hear this, you hear a message that kind of gets out on the extremities of words and miraculous factors about words. And while all of that's true, I want to talk about that in a whole different light. Because you see, death and life are in the power of your tongue. And I want to apply this to death and life as far as how your life, your world around you is being affected. Because you are creating the world around you basically by the beliefs of your heart and the words that come out of your mouth. And an interesting thing in the book of Proverbs, in the Amplified Bible, in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. But listen to this. And they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. In other words, it doesn't matter whether you want death or life. It doesn't matter whether you want a great life or a horrible life. You are going to eat the fruit of your words. You're going to eat the fruit of what you say and how you say it and how you communicate with other people. And there is no escaping that. That's one of those universal laws. So sometimes we look at the world around us and we look at how chaotic the world around us is. And yes, there's things that are going on around us that have nothing to do with us. But there, on some level, there is a reality that we are creating the world around us to some degree by the words of our mouth. And not just whether or not we say all of the right words, but how we say the right words. I mean, how we say those words. You know, it's really interesting. I get so dismayed at the way Christians communicate. It's just crazy. Christians think if they say what's in the Bible, they can say it as mean as they want to say it as judgmental as they want to say it as condemning as they want to say it. And because it's in the Bible, then they're right. And since they're right, it's all right to be brutal. It's all right to be cruel. Let me tell you something. The moment you stop walking in love, the moment you stop using your words for the purpose of bringing value to other people's lives, the moment you leave that, even though the words that you are saying might be true words, you are no longer functioning in the truth of those words. You're no longer bringing those words with the intention that God has. See, God intends for all of his words to bring life. Even the words that have warnings in them, he wants those warnings to come because people are hearing from someone who loves them. They're getting the sense of a loving God, not the sense of a judgmental, angry, crazy God that just wants to put them down and just beat them up. So it's not just enough to say what's in the Bible. We need to say it in a way that makes other people feel valuable and precious to God. You know, as I look at right now on social media has totally changed our culture. And social media has given a platform of communication to any fool who has a computer. And I tell you, that is a scary thing. You know, on the upside, we're able to get incredible amounts of communication, but on the downside, we're getting so much non-factual communication. But even worse than that, we're getting mean, hard, critical, crazy communication from people. And I'm telling you, I am astonished at the way believers violate everything that the Word of God teaches us about communication. And of course, it's all done, like I said, from the perspective of I'm right, I'm saying what the Bible says, so I can, you know, so I just got to put it out there. Well, you know what? That's really not what Jesus did. And if you think that's what he did, then you're really misunderstanding the New Testament. You know, Facebook talk show. Oh man, you look at talk shows. You know, the new ghetto communication style is really what's in right now. And that's a communication style that says, while you're talking, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen to anything you say. But when you're trying to talk to me, I'm just going to talk louder than you talk. I look at this stuff and I think, man, has the whole world gone crazy? Well, you know what? The whole world has gone crazy. The Bible tells us that the closer we get to the end times, the more love will grow cold. And remember, love has good manners, according to the writings of the Apostle Paul. And so when you leave the realm of good manners, you have left the realm of love. I'm not saying be pretentious. I'm not saying lie. I'm not saying use flattery. I'm just talking about good manners, where you communicate in a way that expresses value and respect for other human beings just because they're human beings, just because they are creations of God, whether you agree with them or disagree with them. But you know, we are living in a day when, like I say, people don't listen. You know, while the other person's talking, you're either shouting them down or you're just preparing your next aspect of your argument, and you're not really hearing what people are saying. You know, this month, and I've already mentioned it, I'll mention it again, but you know, this month we're offering a really, really great resource for you in this area of communication. It's a 6-CD set called Secret Signals, and it helps you understand the signals that are getting sent from you to others and from others to you. And you're also going to get a series that we have just used effectively called Speaking and Listening, the Art of Communication. And you're going to get my homework sheet, and I'm going to give you some study tips on how to take all of these scriptures in the book of Proverbs about words and communication and how to really develop yourself a whole communication strategy. If you change the way you communicate to harmonize with the wisdom of God, then I want you to realize that you will start experiencing the favor of God. You know, when we talk about the favor of God, most people think the favor of God is, well, I'm believing God for favor, and so no matter what I do, no matter how I talk to people, no matter how I act, God's going to make people like me. I got news for you. That is not what the favor of God is about. The favor of God is when we are God-like. The favor of God is when we express the character of God, and because we are expressing the character of God, people are attracted to those godly traits, and they give us favor because we're godlike. And I want to tell you something. When you become an effective communicator, you get an incredible amount of favor. When you become an effective communicator, the honest truth is you will discover that people will want to do business with you. People will want to be kind to you. People will want to be yielding to you. People will want to serve you better. You know, I travel a lot, and I tell you, so many times I'll be in an airport somewhere and the weather has got the planes delayed. And, you know, people are standing in line at the service desk trying to figure out what they're going to do next. And they walk up and they talk to the people behind the service desk as if they have some control over the weather. They're shouting, they're screaming, they're angry, they're throwing a fit. And you just watch those people behind that counter roll their eyes and pretty much blow them off because they don't like to be talked to that way any more than you'd like to be talked to that way. But you know something? I can't tell you the times that I've stood in line and I'd watch one person after another person after another person just get blown off and get terrible service. And when I'd get there in line, I would be patient. I would even I'm not manipulating. I care about people. And, you know, I'm not trying to get what I want. But so many times I would just apologize to that attendant for what's happening and how rude people are. and I cannot tell you how many times nobody else would get service. I would get service. You know why? Because that's what you call divine favor. When you communicate using God's principles for communication, it changes the way people respond to you. Like I said, you know, Christians have got this idea that, hey, if I'm just saying what God says, I can say it however I want to. As a matter of fact, the meaner I say it, the more power it's going to have. Well, you know, just stop and think. The Bible tells you that angry words stir up wrath. And that angry words or the wrath of man doesn't accomplish the righteousness of God. But see, we ignore all of the wisdom of God. And that's something you want to realize. You know, we are in a day where people are rejecting God's word. They reject all of the wisdom of the Old Testament. They reject the teachings of Jesus. I don't even understand anymore what part of the Bible people are considering true. So much of it is being rejected by so many new groups that are emerging out there. But you know, the Apostle John tells us that the commandments of God are not burdensome. But if you bring that into context, he is in the book of 1 John, he talks about walking in love. You see, it's never burdensome if your intent is to walk in love. It's never burdensome to talk to somebody in a kind way. It's never burdensome to even put somebody ahead of you. It's never burdensome to do these things. And it's only burdensome to walk it. Walking in love is only burdensome to the person who just wants their way, their self-gratification. They want what they want, and they don't really care who they hurt as long as they get what they want. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That the day of Christians acting like that and getting by with is over. The world is sick of us. Now, I know the world's got their own set of problems, but you know what? We seem to exacerbate the problems that the world has with God because of the way we represent God. Now, listen. So much of the conflict in our life, maybe even the majority of conflict in our life, could be avoided if, first of all, we knew what God says about communication, and second, if we were really willing to do it. Now, that's an amazing thing, but what I have found is even when you show people what the Bible says about communication and its outcome, so many times people are just not willing to do it. You know, if we would learn about communication, we could know who people really are just by listening to how they communicate. How does this person communicate when they're angry? You watch how somebody communicates when they're angry, and if they do communicate the wrong way, how do they deal with it? How do they work it out? Watch how people communicate when they're dealing with people that they don't need to impress. You know, I always tell people, I don't anymore because I don't do marriage counseling or premarital counseling anymore, but for years I did premarital counseling. And I would always tell people, especially the women, I would say, watch how this other person talks to waitresses. Watch how they talk to a mechanic that's working on the car. Watch how they talk to people that's taking care of their lawn. Watch how they talk to the bellman when you check into a hotel. Watch how they talk to people that they're not trying to impress. And when they no longer need to impress you, the one thing you can be sure of, that's how they're going to talk to you. And that's how they're going to treat you. Watch how people react and communicate. Watch what they say when they don't get their way. Watch what they say to people who make mistakes around them and how they handle other people's shortcomings. Or better yet, watch what they say when you're in a group of people and those other people walk away. Watch what they say about the people who walk away on a consistent basis. You know, here's something that Jesus said. Matthew 12:34, he says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things." Now, Jesus is saying we can know. See, I can't really judge what's in your heart. In other words, I can't say why you do what you do. But Jesus said that a reflection of what's going on in your heart, unless you're trying to deceive me, is going to be by the words that you habitually speak. And this is why it's really important in business relationships, in ministry relationships, in dating relationships, even in developing new friendships, watching how people communicate to others that they don't need to impress. You know, the key thing everybody says is, well, but they don't talk to me that way. Well, what do they want from you? What are they trying to get from you? What do they need from you? Now, I want you to understand something. Words affect the people around us, but they also affect us. You see, Jesus said that our words would defile us. And I don't understand all I know about this, but I do know this, that once we put something into speech, once we put something into words, it has a greater effect on us than it does if we're just thinking it. And so I want to understand, me getting control of my communication is not just about the fact that I'm affecting other people negatively, but it's about the fact that I'm affecting and corrupting my own self negatively or positively. In other words, I'm going to always be getting life or death out of my words, because my words make my thoughts, emotions, feelings, and belief become incredibly concrete in my experience. So one of the questions I've got to ask, whether I'm thinking about how my words affect me or the world around me, what does my communication style bring to my life? Proverbs 18:7 says this, "A self-confident fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to himself." How are my words, whether they're affecting me or whether they're affecting the people around me, how are my words creating a snare in my life? You know, one of the things we have to learn to watch for is what I call response factors. Response factors are those things that occur back to us or from others based on our communication. In other words, when we talk, when we say things, what is the response that we get back from our communication? Now, Matthew 12:37 says this, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Now, I understand that in the greater sense, that is talking about standing before God in some degree, but we also know that that applies to being justified or condemned by the people around us. In other words, all the people around us really know, or the first thing they know about us, is our words. What do we say? And I'm convinced that many people make statements that they have no idea how those statements are creating conflict in their life. You know, it used to just drive me crazy when I would be talking to my kids, and I would say, "Now listen, if this and this and this happens, this is going to be the consequences. And you know, I don't want these to be the consequences. So what do you want the outcome of your behavior to be?" "I don't care." "You don't care? You see, I couldn't read their heart. So the only, when I was dealing with kids, I tried to make allowances for the fact they were kids. But you know, when you say you don't care, or when you say you don't know, what kind of position are you putting yourself in with the people around you? What kind of responses are coming back to people? See, usually when people say something hard to us, usually when people say something negative to us, immediately we just look at them and what's wrong with them and why do they communicate the way they communicate. But you know what? We should first be saying, was there something in my communication style that promoted that? Was there something in my communication style that helped spur or create those kinds of reactions? You know, one of the things that's really important for you to understand, when there's inconsistency between the spoken and the unspoken communication, people always believe the unspoken. So that means if you say something, say that should be positive, but you say it with a sarcastic tone of voice, it doesn't matter what the words are, the communication is that you're being sarcastic. If you say that, if you express sympathy or concern for somebody, but you do it with a pious, condescending look on your face, then it doesn't matter what the words have said. You have now communicated something. See, sometimes we think communication is just the words, but communication is the words. It's the body language. It's the tone of voice. It's the facial expressions. It's all of these things. And then people give back to us what they perceive that they're getting. I didn't say they give back to us based on what our intentions are. They give back to us based on what they perceive they are getting, plus a little bit. You know, Luke 6:38 is one of those scriptures that if you're sitting in church and the pastor wants to talk about Luke 6:38, man, that's when you put your hand on your billfold because you're sure he's going to try to get some money out of you. But Luke 6:38 really, even though it can apply to finances, it's really not about finances. It's about whether or not we're judging, whether or not we're merciful. In other words, it has to do more with how we're treating the people around us. In Matthew 7, where it tells you not to judge, it says, judge that you be not judged. And everybody think, well, that's talking about God judging you. But in Luke 6:38, in the previous verse, when he talks about not judging, he brings us into perspective and makes us understand that we're talking about how people react to us. It says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken and running over, will be put into your bosom. King James says, will men heap into your bosom? For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So you see, in my communication, I'm really sowing some seeds out there in people, and something is coming back to me, and I'm not understanding why it's coming back to me, because I'm thinking, you know, why are they being mean to me? All I said was this and this and this and this. But remember, communication is not just about your words, it's about your communication. Communication is not just about your words, it's about your body language, your facial expression, your tone of voice. It's about all kinds of things other than just the words that you say. You see, the signals that we send determine pretty much how people respond to us. Proverbs 18:6 says this. It's a scripture that I've thought about for years. It says, a fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. You know, sometimes I just have to ask myself, am I inviting a beating? You know, you say, well, what do you mean? Well, do I like the responses that I tend to get from people? Do I like the way people relate to me? Do I like the way people react to my communication style? Is the way that I relate and communicate, is it really, really effective? You see, if we want to enter in this realm of excellence, if we want to enter in this realm where we experience God's favor, if we want to become more effective at business, if we want to be the ones getting the raises and the promotions, if we want to be the ones having the great marriages, if we want to be the ones who have long, loving relationships with our kids, then we can't worry so much about what they do. But one of the things we have to do is we have to learn God's communication styles. You know, I've said for years that our life is like a garden that we plant. And if we don't like what's growing in our garden, the first thing we've got to do is start planting different seeds. Listen, be sure and come back to me for this mentoring moment. We're going to kick this thing off, and we're going to really, really learn how to sow the right seeds in the world around us. Listen, we got some great meetings coming up this year. And you know something? I know people get ministered to our CDs and DVDs and online experiences, but so many people tell me about the difference that happens when they're in one of these meetings live. I want to tell you, in September, I'm going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You can be there. And then later in September at Safe Harbor, we're going to be having a conference for leaders. But in October, we're going to be having our Heart Physics Weekend. And I'm telling you, this is going to be about heart physics for health and healing. And if you want to learn how to use these heart tools for health and healing, you want to be sure and be here for this Advanced Heart Physics Weekend. And if you don't know anything about heart physics, go to our website, impactministries.com, click on the heart physics logo, and you can find out all kinds of things about heart physics. But in the days that we're living in, it's essential that you learn how to manage your health from your heart, not from the doctor's office. You know, I've worked as a consultant for a lot of years. I've helped businesses identify people to hire. I've helped people figure out how to get hired by businesses. And one of the things that I've seen is that the people who get promoted are not necessarily the people who are the most qualified for the job. But here's what I have seen. People who are effective communicators are usually the ones that get the promotions, whether they're qualified or not. Secret Signals is going to show you how to communicate more effectively, get the job you want, and move forward in life. You know, the Bible tells us something that is just phenomenal. It basically says that if we can control our tongue, we can control our entire body. In other words, we're going to struggle more with controlling our words than we are any other aspect of our being. But our words are going to affect the environment that we create more than almost anything else. And one of the reasons our words are so powerful, one of the reasons our words are so hard to get under control, is because our words are a reflection of the beliefs of our heart. And because it's about the beliefs of our heart, these words just come out before we can stop them. We say things in reactionary emotions and feelings that are piercing, that are hurting, that are devastating, that are negative, and that are very revealing about what's in our heart. Everything that we do, though, to go through a transition or transformation basically always starts with an intention. So what I want you to do is you've got to decide, do I want to change my communication style to be more effective? Then the second thing you got to do is you've got to come up with value for why you're going to have this new intention, whether it's about communication or what, doesn't matter. So the value is this: what will it bring to my life? What will it add to my life? What quality will it bring? What joy, what fulfillment will it bring to my life if I change the way I communicate? And you want to make a list of everything you can imagine good that will come into your life if you change and become more positive and more godlike in your communication. And then the second thing you might want to do is make a list that says, these are the pains and the difficulties that are in my life because of the way I communicate now. I hurt people's feelings. People get mad at me. I'm misunderstood. I lose friends. I get fired, or whatever. And so now you see all of the pain that's coming into your life as a result of how you're using your words. You see all of the pleasure that could come into your life if you begin to use your words in more of a loving, God-like way. And this is where you simply sit down, make the decisions, and commit this to the Lord and seek Him for His grace to manifest in you.
Thanks for listening to the weekly Impact Ministries World Changers podcast with Dr. Jim Richards. If you like what you've just heard, we encourage you to share our web address, www.impactministries.com, with friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out the resources section of our website for previous podcasts, videos, and our monthly Impact magazine. Join us next week for another great message by Dr. Jim Richards.